November 16th, 1900.
Jesus removes her heart and gives her his love as heart.
This morning, after I received communion, my adorable Jesus made me see my interior, all strewn with flowers, in the shape of a hut.
And he was inside of it, amusing and delighting all of himself.
Seeing him in that attitude, I said, "My most sweet Jesus, when will it be that you take this heart of mine to conform it completely to yours, in such a way that I may live from the life of your heart?" While I was saying this, my highest and only good took a lance and opened me at the place corresponding to my heart. Then he pulled it out with his hands, and he looked at it thoroughly, to see whether it was stripped and possessed those qualities to be able to be inside his most holy heart.
I too looked at it, and to my surprise I saw, impressed on one side of it, the cross, the sponge, and the crown of thorns. But as I wanted to see the other side and the inside, for it seemed swollen as if it could be opened,
my beloved Jesus prevented me, saying to me,
"I want to mortify you by not letting you see all that I have poured into this heart. Ah, yes, here inside this heart there are all the treasures of my graces that human nature can arrive at containing."
At that moment, he enclosed it inside his most holy heart, adding,
"Your heart has taken possession inside my heart, and I will give you my love as heart, which will give you life."
And drawing near that part, he sent three breaths containing light, which took the place of my heart.
Then he closed the wound, telling me, "Now more than ever, it is befitting for you to fix yourself in the center of my will, having my love alone as heart. Not even for one instant must you go out of it, for my love will find its true nourishment in you only if it finds my will in you entirely and completely. In it will my love find its contentment and true and faithful correspondence."
Then, drawing near my mouth, he sent me three more breaths,
and he also poured a most sweet liquor, which inebriated the whole of me.
Then, as though taken by enthusiasm, he said,
"See, your heart is mine, therefore it is no longer yours."
And he kissed me over and over again, and made me many finesses of love. But who can say them all? It is impossible for me to manifest them. Who can say what I felt when I found myself inside myself? I can only say that I felt as if I were no longer myself, with no passion,
with no inclination, with no desire,
completely sunken in God. At the place of my heart, I could feel a sensible icy cold
compared to the other parts.